Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. What would you like to create in your life? Are you interested in having incredible health, or learning to trust your intuition, or finding a purpose in your life? These are things everyone would want, and Aware is committed to bringing you this information to assist you in creating a life you love. We invite you to share in this experience and become more aware.
Good afternoon and welcome to Aware. Hi, this is Lisa Garr. So today we're going to talk about business.
Business.
What's going on with your business? Are you doing what you want? Are you thinking about what you want and doing something else? Is there a gut feeling that you have about your career that you're not listening to? Where are you right now in your career life? Do you want to work for yourself? Do you want to grow your own business? You know, what is it that you want to do? Well, I have a great guest with me in studio. She's a business intuitive. Yes, there is such a thing. She's actually been doing it for quite some time. Monique Guild is with me in studio. Hi, Monique.
Hello, Lisa.
How long have you been doing this?
It's been about 9 years now, but yeah, really committed to it. Almost 4 years this coming January. Can't believe it's been that much time.
Wow. I know. It's interesting. You were on my show a while ago, and you were also on Nita's show, and had a long time. I think it was a couple years ago, maybe. Right,
a couple years ago, actually, probably two and a half.
And this is what you do for a living.
This is what I do for a living.
Cool. So what is a business intuitive?
A business intuitive. Well, I'm able to work with people. I see pictures. I see the blocks, and I see the gifts.
You see live people.
Yeah, I do. I see all the live people. Now, I'm able to see what gets a corporation or an individual stuck or blocked in business, and then I'm able to see the gift where they're capable of going. I get the date, the age, the event that causes the company or individual to become stuck or blocked, and because it's our thoughts so much of the time that get us stuck.
How does this work for corporations where there's a large amount of people?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. When you're dealing with a corporation, you're dealing with the individuals. So when I go in, if I'm meeting with the CEO, CFO, or different employees, I meet with them individually, and then I'll go in and teach workshops with them and that sort of thing.
Okay, so it's kind of centered around who the chief is.
Exactly. Hmm. Definitely.
Fascinating. Yeah. So give us an example of how someone's blocks could affect their business. You go all the way back to childhood?
Yeah. What happens is I'll give you an example of a client that I had come in actually 4 weeks ago, and I saw her last year. And when she came in last year, I said to her when she sat down, I said, oh, my God. I said, what is up with this dishonesty right now? What's happening around you that is so dishonest? And she sat back in her chair, and she turned white, and she said, oh, my God, Monique. She says, I overbilled a client, and I haven't known what to do to rectify the situation, and it was quite a bit of money. And I said, well, we're going to have to do something to start moving forward and have this cleared up. And I said, you're going to have to be willing to start paying this person back. And she was like, there's just no way. It's like lots of money. And I said, I don't care if you have to pay $20 a month, but if you call this person and say, I'm willing to clean this up, I'm going to get you paid back, you know, please, you know, work with me. And so off the person went. And, of course, we went through a lot of other things during the time, too. But she sat before me 4 weeks ago and said to me, you're not going to believe this. Remember when you saw this dishonesty around me and my business? And I couldn't really remember, but then she reminded me. And she says to me, I went in and because what would happen is when that owner of that company would call, she would break out into a sweat thinking she was going to go to jail. I mean, literally, because she could have.
Wow.
And she said, I finally got to a point where when that person would call, I knew I had to do something about it. And I called them up and said, I want to make restitution here and I'm going to start sending you money. Well, this person sits before me 4 weeks ago and says, you're not going to believe this, but now I am CFO of that company. Because I made restitution, started making those amends, and wanted to clean it up, they thought I was so honest that they wanted me to come in. They asked.
Forget the fact that she couldn't do math, but they don't.
You're so goofy. You're very funny. But that's one of the examples of things that happen with people. Uh-huh. But the thing that's so important, Lisa, is we have these belief systems that we take on. And whether they're our parents, their society, those beliefs make us think a certain way. And those thoughts that we think make us feel a certain way. And those feelings vibrate out into the universe. And we attract where we are in our life. Now, if you can put that on hold for a second, there was an experiment done on holy water, and they tested the vibrational level of a holy water to see if there was an energy difference between holy water and a normal standing glass of water. And because of people's thoughts, their prayers over the holy water all the time, the vibrational level of energy was through the roof, and it proved that our thoughts contain energy. So if we have no idea what we continue to think, which keeps continuing to make us feel and therefore vibrate out and attract back in, we don't know what to do to change it. And the thing is really energy is atoms and molecules, and it's an atom's job to attract other like atoms. That's what atoms do. They attract other like atoms. They form a unit. And whatever the highest consciousness of that unit is what materializes in our world. So our thoughts vibrating out energy again means the atoms are vibrating out, attracting other like atoms. Therefore, we continue to repeat the same situations over and over, and I'm able to help come in and see what those events are that are causing the same thing to happen over and over again, but most importantly, to see what the gift is and help turn the energy around so that person can attract their gifts, what their true calling, what really makes them get out of bed in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, how did you get into this? What made you start to be a business intuitive?
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's years ago, a director, Mark Travis, said to me, he said, Monique, you've got a gift. It's about 9 years ago, and you've got to do something with it. And he sat down and made this makeshift flyer, and it said, The Travis Group Presents Monique Guild. And at the time, I said, business creative and career consultant. I was too afraid. I had my own blocks to let people know what it was I was really doing. So we did that whole thing, but I actually have a very extensive business background, and I was national director of success stories for the video dating service Great Expectations, and I placed people in media events nationwide that could represent the company properly, supposedly sight unseen. But I had a huge database of about 1,000 people, and I knew, like, if Oprah Winfrey's show called and she needed older women who dated younger men, I supplied them with that in Chicago. Or when the riots broke out, I supplied the LA Times with an interracial couple to see how it affected them. And as a result of what I was doing, I had a write-up in the LA Times. But I could see who was best to represent the company in each project, and that's where I really could see my abilities. But it goes way back. It runs in my family.
Do you think that most people use their intuition on a daily basis with their business and they just don't call it that or know about it?
I think some people do and some people don't. Do you know, I think that some people will get flashes or hits of intuition and they'll go against it or they'll think it's crazy. But I think the times that we step out and take a risk and we go for it and it comes up to be something amazing, that's our intuitive sense guiding us. But I do. Some people use it, and some people don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
I love teaching people how to use it, though, in business, how to really start tuning in and trusting that.
How do you do that? How do you teach people that without being there on site?
Yeah, really, right? It's through several different ways. For example, let's say if you meet someone and they remind you of someone else. Let's say you meet them for the first time or you see them in the grocery store and you go, oh, that person reminds me of so-and-so. Chances are that person has a very similar characteristics to the person they're reminding you of. Also, with meditation, that is like, I cannot
right.
stress it enough. I teach meditation for very busy people. When we tune into our breath, I tell them to count their breaths as their diaphragm rises and falls. And when they lose track, to start back at 1. The idea is to get to 10, but when they lose track, begin again at 1. But what it does is, number one, it says, and this is something I'd love to talk to you about, I'm not going to jump ship on you, even though we have an important decision to make here, or we have, it's a scary situation, or something seems a little chaotic or off. I'm not going to abandon my body. I'm not going to leave myself through getting angry, through toxic relationships, whatever the different ways that we sugar, caffeine, substances, all the different ways, all the substances. Number two, it says to the universe, help. You see from an eagle eye point of view right now. Help me out. And the universe is like, yahoo, she's finally asking. And number three, synchronistic events begin to happen. It's amazing. So if people can learn to just take that breath first, not react. It really does those three things. It's amazing. I can be sitting in front of a client and see all these pictures and just be like, oh my God, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And when I breathe and go to that intuitive part of me, answers begin to come.
It's interesting because the answers are usually right there, but we don't have a lot of permission in this society, especially in this city, I should say, to stop and think.
Mm.
There's something always filling the space. There's radio, and there's the radio listening to you right now. This is different.
This is very different.
Thought-provoking.
Exactly.
This isn't mind-clouding. You know, there's stimulation everywhere, and there's no permission to just sit and think.
Right.
And just that's, if the word meditation scares you, that's mm-hmm. another word for it, stop and think time.
Perfect.
I mean,
that's
just
a great way.
Give yourself a minute, because answers are right there in front of you, or something that you wish you would have said you can say, or if you, you know, it gives you all sorts of opportunities to release, you know, emotions and get clarity about something. So
that is so true. You know what I think keeps people running too so much and so hard is grief and resentment. I really do, because
explain that.
Grief is God, it's so painful. I remember it's 4 years ago this month now, my best friend committed suicide. And I remember, and at the same time, I was in the middle of a divorce, and it was one of the most painful times in my entire life. And we can abandon ourselves even through isolation. And I literally did not want to leave my house. I just wanted to just shut down. And I'm a busy, active person. And through grief, we have to come to some form of acceptance. And resentment keeps us so stuck in the past that we aren't able to be present in the moment. And grief does the same thing. We miss God, the universe, whatever it is you believe in. We miss that God-given guidance in that moment when we're stuck in that. I like to say, you know, you wonder why people are going postal. It's because I really believe it's because of unresolved grief and unresolved resentment. Things come out in funky ways, you know, and I remember a friend of mine once saying to me, we're either going to feel our feelings now or we're going to feel them later. And we're wondering why we're standing in front of a post office with an Uzi in our hand blowing up the post office.
Right.
You know, it's like a tube of toothpaste.
They come out. They have to.
Exactly.
Well, I'm speaking with business intuitive Monique Guild. We're going to be taking your phone calls in a little bit. Phone number here is 818-985-5735. If you have questions about your business or blocks that you might be experiencing or what might be going on. Now, let me ask you a little bit about goal setting, where you have a, say you're in a position or a job that you're not necessarily in affinity with, but your goal is to start your own business or to do something like that. What do you find is usually the block where people experience things? Like, name a few so that people that are listening can identify.
Taking on other people's beliefs, thinking that they can't do this, they shouldn't do it, they're crazy to do it, this is wrong, bad. What will people think of them if they go for this goal? Again, the grief, resentment, toxic relationships
stop you from...
They become a drain. If we think we can save someone, or if we're trying to manage and control and manipulate somebody else's life, we only have so much energy. And if we're busy giving it away to everyone else, how can we possibly...
Right.
Have it and give it to ourselves and hear what our intuitive goals are, not just goals, but what is it our intuition is saying to us? What is our soul's purpose here? You know, I teach this intuitive goal workshop where we set goals in 9 different areas and we work through blocks like grief, resentment, negative thinking, toxic relationships, and I teach people how to identify and trust their own intuition. But I want to get to the, you know, the soul's purpose goal, not just any old random goal. And I think, too, when the more specific we are with our goals, it makes the universe not guess what to bring us. Do you know?
I think so. But, let me see here. I'm thinking about this. Sometimes we can want something that we're blocking ourselves from getting.
True.
Even though we're super specific with it.
Right.
But that's usually the chance to sit and look what's being handed to you and then say, oh, okay, well, maybe this is what I really wanted. And or maybe what I wasn't able to achieve because I'm blocking myself in some way. What do you find in your practice that people sit down and say they have the biggest problem with?
You know, every person's so different. When you say problem as far as, a lot of people will come in financially, I guess. That would be, they're wanting to increase their prosperity, their money, their abundance. They're worried about the finances.
Is it as a result of the current economic situation? Is it layoffs? Is it that people are shifting their values and belief systems that the money is becoming challenging? What is it that you're seeing?
I think you just nailed it all.
Yeah.
That was it. That was perfect.
Yeah, kind of a step down
process. All of that. It's all of that that you just mentioned. I feel it's, people are starting to realize that there's so much more out there than just the 9-to-5 job, just having to get a paycheck at the end of the week. They're wanting to do something more, but they're afraid. Fear is a huge block, afraid to step out because they have families. What are they going to do? How are they going to support their families if they go for their vision, their dreams, their goals? And they're very worried about the money. But I find that we've heard this a million times, do what you love and the money will follow.
Right, build it as it will
come. So true. Mm-hmm. Because what we vibrate out is what we attract back in. And if we're happy with what we're doing, in spite of what other people think, and even though they may think we're crazy or how can you do it that way, you have a family to raise, you should be going 9-to-5, mm-hmm. you know, and they step out and take that risk in spite of others, what they may think of them. 9 times out of 10, it's amazing what begins to happen because they feel good. And again, they're vibrating out these atoms, which are going to attract other mm-hmm. great atoms, you know?
I have a question for you. It's not really, I don't know how business intuitive related it is, but I might be going somewhere with this.
Okay.
Think back to when the events of 9/11, 2001 happened, mm-hmm. and we were in this place of catastrophe, and we're going ever since then in these red alerts, orange alerts, yellow alerts, and all these alerts, and all of this increased homeland. Then we have the war, and we have been set up over the last year and a half to be in this place of constant alert,
right?
Panic, drama, intensity. In the last 6 months, 4 months maybe, things have kind of subsided a little bit, and there's natural disasters that are happening and stuff like that, but the news is searching, and we had this mayor thing in California, and I mean, there's little teeny peaks and spikes that have been happening. But do you think that we are, as a society, addicted right now to the drama and addicted to the alerts and to the fear? And is that affecting people right now in terms of their creating catastrophe in other areas of their life, like business relationships?
That's a brilliant question.
That's been on my mind for a while.
Such a brilliant question. I think a couple of things. I think the media is addicted to it.
Yeah. And we are subject to that media if we watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
That other mainstream stuff, yeah.
And I think that actually a lot of society has become anesthetized to the drama. Therefore, the media has to create more drama when a lot of what we see on television is so not true. The things that are being brought to us in the news are...
all the speculation.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I think that if a person's trying to avoid something in their own life, they're going to get caught up in that. And they'll get caught up in the fear. And I remember I had to teach a workshop the weekend right after 9/11 happened.
You didn't cancel it?
And it was so interesting. I had just moved, and the cable company had been out 3 times to set up my cable, and they couldn't figure out the wiring, the trees, and all this stuff, and I did not have TV during that time.
Hmm.
And I would go to my neighbor's house to tune in every now and then to see what was happening. But I felt like I had to be the person on the shore who was reaching out to the people who had their hand out in the boat who wanted to get back on the shore and not get caught up in all the fear. It's those fears
that we
get so bogged down
addicting.
In. And I think that we're avoiding something in our own life by getting caught up in it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I have to tune that stuff out. I will check in and I'll read the papers. I'll keep abreast.
Mm-hmm.
But to get caught up in it is...
So now, do you see that people are creating dramas in their own lives, in their businesses, and whatever they're doing right now, as a result of this addiction, this addictive setup that we're here, you know, we're going through as a society, where we're becoming almost addicted to fear?
I think that there will be some people who are doing it who will do it because it's what they know, it's what they grew up with, and they will create that chaos. And the other people who are just sick of it won't do it. They won't create the chaos anymore, and they want to live a full life.
Yeah.
They don't want to be attached to that.
So I guess this is where I'm going with it. So as a result of that, are people tuning more into their values, and are they looking more at business as something that's a... rather than financial monetary gain, something that gives them value and respect or quality of life?
Yes.
You are noticing that.
And they are working more at home now, becoming
great.
More family-oriented,
yeah.
Wanting to be with their children and, you know, have that values, those morals instilled with them,
nice.
In them.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, more family, movies coming out, people really wanted to focus on that, more spiritually-based movies, which I'm involved with.
I wonder if that's sometimes just the circles we float in, though.
Yeah. I think a lot of business people are becoming more open and aware to that side and spiritual side. And they may not tell people that they see someone like me, but they're definitely there, open to it. You'd be surprised. I've seen that in the last few years.
Fascinating.
That's a great question.
I love that you're seeing that. Trina, you're the best person to ask because you do see, you're the Heidi Fleiss of business.
I have never been told that before. Lisa.
People don't say that they see you, but they do. They see their business intuitive.
I had to clarify that one a little
actually,
bit.
Actually, in a weird way. But that's great that people are going more towards family and that you're seeing that more in your practice and that you're seeing high-level CEOs of major corporations, and even though they're not mentioning that they're seeing Monique Guile, they have tapped into their intuitive abilities with business. Yeah, I like hearing that stuff. Okay, we have questions to go to, and we're going to start to go into the phones here in just a second. By the way, my guest is Monique Guile, and she is a business intuitive, and Lisette here in Roland Heights. Lisette, do you have a question for Monique?
Yeah, I wanted to know if Monique could look at myself me for one, in terms of I feel a little stuck, I guess, in terms of my path that I'm on right now.
Hi, Lisette, this is Monique. I'm
Hi.
Here, right here. The one thing I'm wondering is what's up with the sadness around the relationship? And there's some sort of ending or something of a relationship. And I'm also with education, further education. I don't know if those two things make sense to you, but those are the two things that come up right away. Did you recently have some sort of sadness in a relationship?
Yeah, I was in a relationship with someone, and they just became distant, I guess,
mm-hmm.
or just broke off and...
Yeah.
I think in a depression state, and I think maybe I'm over it, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, I would really want to make sure that you're completely focused back on yourself, but also I'm seeing you further your education. Have you thought about taking more classes and studies?
I am in education. That's my field of study.
Okay. Okay, there we go.
There we go, yeah.
Great.
I teach, I'm a professor, but I'm also a graduate student in the doctoral program, and I'm kind of like, I don't know, I feel like I'm it's not my, I don't know, I'm starting to question whether or not that's where I want to be at, because it's becoming just a place that I just am starting to not like.
You know, I'm going to ask you something that might seem a little outrageous, but when's the last time you went out and had a really good time and, like, kicked your heels up and went dancing and had some fun?
Let's go, Lisette. You and me.
I'm going to put that out there get you to kind of look into that one.
It's not a bad idea. Give to yourself.
I'm really seeing that it's been a while.
That's good advice.
Yeah, well, I have just so much on my plate that
You go out.
Remember, what you vibrate out is what you're going to attract back in. You need to go out and have some fun. That's the first thing, because you, like you're saying about this education, it was so around you. And so you need to go let's have some fun. And for me to give you something serious to go and do right now, you already do all that. You're on it. But you need to go and have some fun now, whether it's hooking up with some girlfriends and just go live some life.
Let's go out.
Just to live, but just to have fun.
Hey, there you go. We got a laugh out of Lisette.
There you go. I really appreciate your call. Thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Keep laughing, Lisette.
Okay.
Bye. Good job. She got a healing in the meantime. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to go to the phones. But before we take that break, I wanted to ask you about something that you're involved in with the documentary that you did. Is that a longer story?
It is a longer story.
All right, so what we'll do is we'll come back and we'll do that. I'm sorry, I just shocked the hell out of the board off because I didn't give her a cue. Let's take one more phone call, okay? Going back to the phones, where were you? Stacy in Santa Monica. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, you guys. It's actually Cece, but that's okay.
Hi.
Hi, Cece.
Hey, Winnie, how are you?
Great, thanks.
Okay, so I'm a small business owner. I just started my own business about 6 months ago. And I guess my question is relating to how, you know, of course, our partners who are big mirrors of truth for us, how do you sort of maintain focus on the outcome, knowing that, you know, as we're trying to balance what we want and looking at our partners and saying, okay, I know this is affecting you too, as I sort of search for my dream and my goal, like financially is probably the biggest thing, you know, as you sort of try to grow that for yourself. You're looking at your partner who may be, you know, already established and sort of doing their life's work. You sort of can't help but compare yourself. And it's weird because I don't want to let go of my dream at all. But then there are moments when I'm like, I can't believe I'm out here taking these risks and, you know, doing these things that I'm doing. But at the same time, I do see an outcome. I do see my vision. And I so, you know, resonate with the idea of vibration and atoms and, you know, that's so, you know, I totally relate to that. And, you know, the whole watch pot never boils kind of thing, you know, I keep checking to see if it's happening, that sort of thing.
You see, that's really, that point you just made right there, is we'll go and plant all these seeds and we'll go and dig them up to see if they're growing. And let's say they haven't sprouted roots yet and we'll go, oh, it's not sprouting a root yet. What's going on? And see, then we begin to vibrate that out. It's not sprouting a root yet. So if you can just trust and have faith that the seeds that you've planted are growing, they are sprouting. And also, too, you said you're resonating. You know, you really believe in what you're doing. Yeah. And you just stay in that belief and keep your eyes on yourself, because when we compare ourselves to someone else, it says we're like them, and you're very unique in what you're doing, and trust and have faith in that. And the more that you're vibrating that energy and just keep following that flow, and every day ask the universe for guidance, saying, you know, dear universe, please continue to guide me. And you know when you're on track when you feel good.
Yeah.
And you're off track when you look over the other side of the fence to see what's happening over there, and it makes you feel bad. You know, so just keep staying focused, but you're on it. So you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Monique.
Thanks
for the
question. I love that.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, stay on your path there, Monique. Okay, now we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get some of the callers when we come back. There's a lot of people who've been waiting on the lines, and we will get to you. And we are going to come right back with Monique Guile. She is a business intuitive. You can also check out her website during the break, MoniqueGuild.com. We will be right back. You are listening to Aware on KPFK. Welcome back to Aware. Hi, this is Lisa Gard. That is called The Work Song, because we're talking to a business intuitive. We're talking about business. Monique Guild is my guest. And Monique, you have some experience doing a documentary that you just took off and did, right?
Yep.
Tell me about that.
Last August, I traveled 6,150 miles across the nation with myself and my two dogs.
Wow.
And that was an intuitive goal. What happened was, actually, is I'd been to a client's birthday party, and they had everybody, the theme of the birthday party was you had to bring the most unusual video clipping you'd ever seen or the worst piece of music you'd ever heard. And I remember thinking, oh my God,
this
is...
You gotta do like homework to go to a party.
You really do, you know? Well, this one person brought this, I thought, brilliant clip of this old Southern black gentleman who was amazing. He wore this suit and his tie and his hat, and he'd stand there and he'd say, he was talking to his three big pigs, and he'd say, "Sooey, back up." And they'd all back up. And then he'd say, "Sooey, go left." And they'd all dance left. What he had done was trained his pigs to dance up to their food. Okay? And I thought, I remember seeing this clip and thinking, what on earth inspires a person to train their pigs to dance up to their food? I'm like, what is he thinking, you know? And so so that was kind of planted there. And then a friend of mine did this Pacific Crest Trail hike across, like, Canada. And it's like the 6,000-mile hike. And I said to myself at the beginning of last year, I wanted to travel across the country, and I've never done anything like this. Well, what happens is, now here's where the distraction or the block comes in. It's now in August, the summer's gone, and I get into an argument with a friend of mine, and my friend says to me, "Monique, I'm not going to go down this path with you. Your higher self knows better than to argue with me about this situation." And I remember thinking, oh, how dare he tell me my highest self knows better? I tell people this all the time, you know. But what happens was, that was a Wednesday night, and I woke up that Thursday morning, and I had this feeling of, what is it about me that's causing me to argue with someone over something so stupid? What is it I'm ignoring in my own life? And I had this thought of, Monique, you promised yourself you were going to travel across the nation and do this adventure, and you haven't done it yet. And I thought, oh my God, I need to do this now. And I started thinking about it, and I thought, well, I want to look for people that have unusual jobs, or they've gone for their dream or vision, and somehow they've accomplished it, and it's uplifting and helping mankind now. And that guy with those pigs inspired me to do this.
Huh?
So I called my best friend
in a
up,
weird way, though, because that wasn't really helping mankind, was it?
But it wasn't helping mankind, but because of what I do for a living, I wanted to look for people that had gone for their dreams, their vision, and they had, because I find that people who really go for it have a belief system that's amazingly powerful. They believe in themselves, or they have some sort of faith, or whatever it is. So I added to that, that they had some sort of belief system that was uplifting and helping others in spite of all the obstacles. They stuck it out. They hung in there. And now they've accomplished, they're living their dream, no matter what it is. And now it's inspiring others. So I called up my best friend and I said, I'm going to go do this. And I said, I'm going to go buy, it was a 3-chip documentary camera that I bought, professional camera, did not know how to use it. And I said, I'm leaving on Monday. And she says, Monique, you need to give yourself some more time to learn how to use this camera. And I said, okay, I'll leave a week from this Monday. What happens was, the guy from Good Guys came over, stayed with me all Sunday, the Sunday before I left on that Monday, and showed me how to use this camera, and I left the following day. And I was supposed to be gone 3 weeks. I ended up being gone 2 months on the road with my two dogs.
6,000 miles?
6,150 miles, and that's the name of the documentary, 6,150. It's now being pitched as a TV show, because we all work. we get to love what it is that we do and work. And now I'm showing people, what were they thinking? What inspired them? I'm interviewing these people.
That's fascinating.
And it's going to be a show on television now, which who knew? But that was an intuitive goal. But I had my own blocks and not paying attention to what I promised myself I would do. I got to tell you, Lisa, there are the most amazing people across this country.
Oh, tell me about some of that. So
oh, my God. Thank you so much for asking.
Callers, we're going to get to you. I just want to hear
I love speaking about this. There's this woman, Flo, in Picayune, Mississippi. And I said to my cousins, I needed to go to this gospel church because I knew I would find a person there who I was looking for.
Oh, you didn't do any prior research?
No research.
Oh,
I literally, I was supposed to literally be gone like 2 or 3 weeks, and I just went and left on the road and was gone this entire time. Had no plan, no idea. I wanted to get to Mississippi and back.
Great.
Yeah, and I just left. And anyway, so I go to this church. And I remember when I walked in there, they all looked at me like, what are you doing here? And I explained to this lady what I was doing and this sort of thing. She said, well, let me introduce you to the lady of the church. And so she did. And she said, I have somebody for you. And she said, I want you to meet this Flo. And so, long story short, I end up meeting Flo. Flo was a woman who was diagnosed with cancer 17 years ago. The doctor said to her, go home, get your affairs in order. You've got 3 months to live. The cancer has metastasized all over your body, and you are going to die. She looks at them, and she says, Doctor, she says, I don't have time to die. She says, the Lord has got plans for me, and I have got 3 kids to raise.
Oh,
and they're like, you don't
wow.
understand. You better get it together. And anyway, what she did to prove the doctors wrong, she did go through a whole lot of medical stuff and almost died and all this sort of thing, but she opened up her own real estate company because the Lord had told her, she was working for AT&T when the doctors told her this, but the Lord had told her when she was 13, she was going to become successful in real estate. So what she did just then and there, she left AT&T, eventually opens her real estate company, ends up helping homeless people buy homes. She says that 50% of the people on the street are Vietnam vets and they have a paycheck. And if you have a paycheck, she can help you buy a home. She has helped more people in the last 17 years who've been living in cars on the street buy homes. I mean, she's the one, just talking about her,
right,
tears in my eyes. I mean, she was one of the most amazing people
wow.
I've ever met. And she inspired me. She really did. She truly inspired. But see, she had major blocks, life-threatening blocks, but she had a belief and a determination, and she stuck to it no matter what. But she knew she had to help others. So she's just one of the many, many people I met.
Wow. And you found stories like that just unsolicited,
unsolicited.
Found you.
It was amazing. I did, a publicist did get wind of what I was doing, and she said, oh, my God, I'd like to work with you and help you, you know, and I thought, well, okay. But we kind of worked together a little bit, but I had to do it very organically. I had to feel where I was going from town to town. For me to be on any kind of a schedule or any kind of a, I couldn't do it. I had to follow. And I almost turned back in Austin, Texas, because my own stuff came up. I got really sick. I was scared. I'd been traveling for weeks. I was with my dogs. I had no idea how much work it was going to be because I was the director, gopher, gaffer, sound, lighting, dog walker, poo picker-upper. I did it all, you know. And I almost turned back, and a friend of mine said, Monique, you're a lot closer to Mississippi right now than I am. You've got to keep going. And if I had stopped, Lisa, I would have missed the reunion that I had between my dad and I, and we hadn't spoken in 10 years. And because of my 2 dogs and his dogs, we reunited and had an amazing time. And my vision, my dream
wow.
came true because of this whole thing.
Oh, my
so
God.
So who knows? So it's amazing when we really intuitively go to our dreams and goals, what happens.
Right, right, when you actually pursue the goal.
And go for it.
The heart goal, though.
The heart goal, very
rather
important.
Than the mind goal.
Exactly.
Let's talk to Billy in Los Angeles. Hey, Billy, how you doing?
Hey, ladies. How are you both?
Great.
Great, thanks.
Thanks for your patience there.
No problem. I love listening to your show.
Oh, thank you. I think, is your radio up?
I'm going to turn it off right now.
Cool.
As we speak. Okay, it is off.
Okay. All right, do you have a question for Monique? Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Okay, great.
Hey, Monique, my question is, I wonder if you could see the blocks that are preventing me from doing my mission because I've worked hard and I don't know what they are anymore. They seem to be just keep coming up over and over again.
what is the anger? There's a lot of anger, and I don't know if it's anger from your, it's a blame. You've been blaming somebody for something for a while that they haven't taken care of. I don't know if that makes sense. It's almost does that make sense to you?
It makes sense, but they can't take care of it, only I can. It's the resentment.
Right, yeah. If there's some way for you to get on the other side of that, because that's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
That's real big. And that is, if you can get on the other side of that, the freedom that's going to come and the energy that will be let up from that is going to help you tremendously.
Okay.
That's the main thing I have to say to you.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. I really appreciate it.
Peace and blessings, ladies.
Peace and blessings to you, too.
Bye.
A lot of good healing about to happen here, I have a feeling. Okay, let's go to Alex in Orange County. Hi, Alex. You have a question for Monique.
Yes. Hi, Monique. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hello.
I am trying to start my own business. I'm always trying to start my own business. And I was pushing myself.
I have to stop you right there. When you say, I'm always trying to start my own business, you're right. You're always going to be trying to start your own business. Right there, your words have got to change because you are absolutely vibrating out what you're attracting and what you're saying. Our words speak our lives into existence. So right there, when you said that, I had to call your attention to that. And what's a new way you can phrase that?
I am starting my own business.
I am starting my own business.
There you go, Alex.
And I have started my own business. I choose to start my own business now. I have and I choose are very powerful words.
Alex, right. Say it.
Yes. I have started my own business and I choose to start my own business.
How's that feel?
I hear a little frustration.
No, he's shifting a little bit. That's good.
No, okay. Hello?
Yep, we're listening.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I feel stuck on what my next option or choice should be. Like, I don't know where to do next. Like, I'm working for somebody, kind of doing what I want to do, but really I want to be on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still like, I feel as though I have to always be on this road, you know, behind someone. I need to, like, get up on my...
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Did you grow up with someone who had some sort of addictive personality around you, where you were having to take care of them, or is there some sort of addictive personality around you now?
I don't... No. There's no abuse, other, like, there's no alcohol or drugs or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Other types of addictions. My mom was she was the workaholic. That, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was always alone.
Okay, yeah.
Raised by the television.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that with you being comfortable containing your own energy and really fully giving to yourself, and being comfortable with really fully giving to you is one of the things I would work with you on, where you really are okay and not giving your energy away to other people anymore. Because how do we learn to really take care of ourselves if we've never really been shown how to? How do we learn to become comfortable with taking care of ourselves if we've really never been shown how to? Do you know? And so this is your frustration with the person you're working for now, and there's a maddening I see around that. You're like, it's maddening for you there for some reason.
I enjoyed working with him and for him,
mm-hmm.
but when I'm there, not when I'm not there.
Right. It's like it's because you know that you're not really hearing. Are you in any sort of meditation class?
No.
No, I would love to see you do that because, boy, you talk about get into your own body and really hear and feel yourself. If you could start meditating and get into some sort of formal meditation, that would help you tremendously, tremendously.
Maybe you also, Alex, this is Lisa, you can just do something small for yourself and see how that feels.
Mm.
And if you like it, then do something else for yourself and see how that feels. And then try something new. that feels good to you. And just keep doing that. In little teeny baby steps, you might feel what it feels like to do something for your own personal self-satisfaction. Check that out, okay, Alex?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Many blessings. Bye-bye. Poor Alex.
Oh, is my heart goes out. I wish I could.
He's going through his process, and that's exactly, he got exactly what he needed to get in that conversation, too. And if anything, he's either starting a release process or a growth process, and maybe they are both happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Going back to the phones here, Sophia in Loma Linda. Hi, Sophia. How are you?
Hello.
I'm
fine. I just want to thank you first for your great shows, and everything that I hear is always amazing.
I'm glad. Thank you. And now you have a question for Monique.
Yes. I have been told that I'm the kind of person that I have followed my passion and my dreams and everything, and I feel I have. However, it seems like I feel that I'm never knowledgeable enough or have all that it takes to exercise a particular position of, I guess that others feel that I should have by this time.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's almost like I feel like I'm a student forever, and there's always something else to look at, something else to learn, something else to explore,
That's a great thing.
Yes, but you know, but it's not practical. That's the thing. For instance, I'm at the end right now of my studies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much further is there to go from there, from what I'm getting at. And the market is totally closed for me because of the area. My area that I have chosen is very impractical in terms of the economical crisis that we have. in the country, and especially in California. So I just is beginning to feel even resentful.
But let me ask you something.
Yes.
That's very important what you just said. When you're saying especially the economic crisis, especially the do you love what you do? Do you love that particular side of the market? Do you love that area?
Or is what that area? No, I do not do anything. What I have concentrated for the last 20 years in my life, I love it. And I have put so much, you know, of my own whatever money that I could, that I have, and energy and everything into it. But what I'm saying is that, practically speaking, there is no employment for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm in the education, in the field of education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my area is very, I'm in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing out there that I can find. I'm searching.
What about you starting your own class, your own teaching, your own deal, where you start, because I'm seeing you put together a brochure, a flyer, because you've got so much knowledge, like you said, and maybe it's about you really sticking and being within your own truth, in your own power, in your own strength, and gathering all the education and all the tools that you've learned, but your unique self, your unique spin that you have on all this, start teaching that. And I would suggest even pulling together five friends, bringing them into your living room, and putting together maybe like a four-week workshop, like you meet once a week, eat for an hour, and you're teaching this sort of all these different skills. But I really believe it's now about you standing in your own power and strength and not looking to the outside world to give you what you're looking for. But I'm seeing you do your own business.
You know what? I just want to mention to you that standing in your own power is something that a lot of people can use and a lot of people can take and run with. So already, Sophia, you're using yourself as an example to teach other people what they need to do. So good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Good advice. Okay, Sophia?
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just validating to hear that that's, you know, what her path already is
right.
Continuing on with the teaching thing. There's a few more minutes left in the show here, and I just want to get back to the phones real quick. And Santa Monica, I think it's Sam?
Sam, that's right.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Turn your radio down for us, if you can.
It's off now.
Thank you. Okay, you have a question. A lot of guys calling in today. Good job. What's your question for Monique?
Well, I'm frustrated in the direction that my life is leading, I suppose. I feel a lot like a, in the traditional sense, a householder, not doing what I feel I was born to do, but doing what I feel obligated to do.
Mm. So many people have felt that and have come to me that have done that. I've had the most successful people come and see me, and they've done what they... I had one client say it's like golden handcuffs. He does so well, and he's so unhappy because he felt like he has to maintain this sort of position. That's very interesting you bring that up.
Any advice?
Yeah. First of all, what really inspires you and what you felt as a child that really called to you, I would begin to look in that area again, even if it's just taking a class in that area or hanging out with people that are in that particular area that you enjoy, but really kind of going back. I'd love to see you take some sort of art class or writing class.
It's interesting you'd say writing class because, yeah, I have some writing projects. I have not been published, but boy, I'd love to do that.
I really would love to see you do that too, big time, because that is going to sing to your soul. And the more you get into that, the more you're going to attract more of that and more people around that who do that sort of thing. And it will inspire you. You'll be amazed at what begins to happen. But I really encourage you to move forward in that area.
That'd be great. You know, I have someone in my life, Monique, who is really dead set against that.
Oh, well, that's their problem. I'm sorry to say, we've got to live our lives. This is it, right now, right here. And you can still, you know, have your job, the thing that you do, but I really, for your soul to live and feel and be happy, you must go and do this.
Can I quote you on that?
Go ahead.
Get a copy of the tape.
Yeah. Yeah, so I really, 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 that was a brilliant question. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye. A lot of people getting empowered. It's so interesting how we all have our own answers, really. And it just takes somebody else to validate them, to say that you're okay.
Yeah.
You know, that was Sophia's, you know, question is she just wanted permission to be a teacher. And she is.
And to pull it and be, but to stand in, like you said, in her own power.
Mm-hmm.
To know and to do her own thing. And what does that look like to create my own ball game? And it's scary, but boy, when you do it.
Right. And Sam, too. He's a writer.
Exactly.
He's a writer through and through himself.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And he just needs the validation and the permission and the lack of the, what's it called when people beat you up?
That.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. Blocks, exactly.
Right. That's great.
Yeah, we all pretty much have our own answers, don't we? Except it takes somebody to sometimes just pull them out of us just a little bit.
Yeah, but we also have to look at what is it about us that allows that other voice to come in and to not really support what we really feel we need to do. I always have to take my own responsibility for that, you know, because that empowers me by taking the responsibility, saying, what is it about me that attracts that voice in that where I don't continue to do what it is I want to do or pursue what it is I want to pursue?
Mm-hmm.
And when I take that stance, it empowers me, it no longer makes me a victim, and then I can start to take actions towards that goal.
Mm-hmm. That's a very powerful point. So now, do you have a workshop that's coming up that people can come?
I actually have the Intuitive Goal Workshop, which is going to start November 7th. And then I also teach a Prosperity Workshop, which is about setting visions in 9 different areas. And this is where we actually look at distractions that keep us from our visions. And we're studying old ancient prosperity laws, which are amazing.
Huh.
Oh, my God. And that one starts November 1st.
Huh.
So, yeah, they're about to both begin. And people can also go to my website and get more information there. It's Monique Guild, MoniqueGuild. It's like guild, mm-hmm. .com.
Or if you don't have internet access, there's also a phone number you can reach Monique at. And that number is?
818-769-1887. And I'll repeat that in case everybody was scrambling for their pen. 818-769-1887. I'm also listed in the 818 area code, too, in case you didn't get the number.
And people, if they're driving right now and you don't need to run off and get distracted, you can always go to the Aware Show website for all your information on past and present and future guests, and that website is www.theawareshow.com. Easy enough to remember. And that is that's it. You've been just terrific.
Oh, I just think you hung the moon. I think you're so amazing. And the questions you ask me are like, I never get asked these kinds of questions.
Oh,
I
it's so
that.
Fun to talk to someone who's in tune with your intuition and to be able to bounce things off of you. Get some good comments and good bouncing interaction.
Yeah,
here.
You're just really, thank you for this show and all the people that you're helping is just amazing. You really are touching like oodles and oodles of people.
I'm
so.
Hoping so, and it's a blessing. It definitely is a blessing.
Thank you.
All right, that's it. And while I'm committed to bringing you the clearest information possible at the end, I always encourage you to listen to your own truth. Until tomorrow, I invite you to stay aware.